thing. Y'all are going to fucking kill me. What's up, guys? What's up, y'all? How are thou? Yeah. I hear somebody in the back like, What's up, you guys? You know me well enough to know I was gonna come back and, yeah, explain some things. And you know, I'm one to never really explain myself, but I feel very obligated to do such because you guys fuck with me and I fuck with y'all heavy. So, let's start from the top. Oh shit, Salt and Pepper channel is taken from the top. 1, 2, my mic sound nice. Check one. Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but yeah, I resonated. Maybe you did too. All right, you guys. So, first of all, how the fuck are you? I'm pretty certain you guys are doing well. If you're not, I'm praying that you are, right? Or you will be in a very near future. Sending a lot of love out to you guys and, you know, peace and tranquility your way. I want so much shit going on right about now that, you know, we can all do for some serenity, some peace, right? So this is not going to be a long segment because I'm really here just to get to the root of why it is I can't seem to take the time to do these battles, right? And it's looking like, you guys, that might be on pause. And I don't know for how long. So the reason that is because, you know, I'll keep it all the way a stack with y'all. Like, I've literally tried, believe me, you guys, I've tried to go back. And it's not a matter of not being able to get the material. It's a matter of I just don't and cannot find a time to do this shit. So, like, I literally, and I guess this is where as I expand, I'm certainly going to need, God will provide me with a team, right? Because I'm doing a lot of these things dolo in the building. Me and my spirit team, that is. But manifesting in the very new future. I heard feature. Somebody gonna be featuring with me? I'm gonna be featuring with somebody. Okay, spirit. More hands. And so I'm limited. Like, I ain't an octopus, niggas. I know I do a lot of things, but everything comes with a balance and boundaries. And so, or restrictions, if you will. And it's like if you put something here, then you're clearly not putting it somewhere else. And I can't afford at this time to, it appears, focus there because my time is being split between the book still and my courses that I'm taking, the LSAT, for the LSAT. So, and from past experience, like, this is just my experience with taking the LSAT and taking the LSAT course prep. There is no room for, like, trying to attack that half-ass. Or you can do it, like, you know, but you gonna get a half-ass score. So, I've been there, done that. Moving forward type shit. And so, I really want to obtain the score I need to get where I'm going, and that requires sacrifice. And so, as much as I wanted and kept trying to get back to the drawing board to do this critique, the commentary from the battle, I just was not allowed to do so. And I kept saying, I know these people gonna be like, Cole, my listeners, my viewers, my fans, the family, the homies, they're gonna be, what the fuck, Cole, you keep saying. Listen, that's the human side of me, all right? My intentions is always to give you the best in quality episodes that I create. But I have to be honest with you, if it's not coming out, it's for good reason. It's not because I'm just sitting here forgetting about it and forgetting about y'all. That's never the case. It's because there are other things that's prioritizing my life at this moment that will not allow me to center that currently in my space. And so, yeah, you guys, you know, I felt like I need to let y'all know. So for those who are upset with me, noted. You know, I'll take that. But I cannot at this moment, you guys, I totally cannot focus on that. And I've tried, like, believe me when I tell you, spirit is my witness. Like, I've tried, literally played everything, got ready to dissect everything, and I will start and then in the midst of a round get distracted, or something ends up happening to where I just can't get back to that. And so, you know, with me, there's no such thing as coincidences in the way I move throughout life. So I take everything into consideration for why some things are not at this time being completed. So you guys, to my listeners who fuck with the battle rap life real heavy, apologies, but I honestly don't know when I'm going to get back to Chrome 23. To be honest, I don't know when I'm going to get back to battle rap, period, if I even do, because I got a lot of shit on my plate. But know that I will be back to it. It is definitely part of the regimen I started here. So yeah, I'll be back. I just, you know, it's not fitting into my schedule right now. If any of you guys are wondering, though, for those who are wondering, the LSAT course prep is going a lot better this year than it did last year. There's episodes of me talking about that last year when I started taking the course preps. And I definitely see the difference. I see the improvement, honestly, when it comes to how I'm tackling this course prep and the dedication I'm actually giving to succeeding with the score that I want, right? So, like anything, you'll have challenges, absolutely, but I'm very proud of myself for being diligent and disciplined to the things that I want to achieve. Nothing worth having comes easy, and I think a lot of times we're so bombarded by images of success appearing to be very quickly acclaimed. And I've lived long enough to know that things that are quickly acclaimed or quickly obtained, I should say, thank you, spirit, can easily be quickly dismantled. You understand? So I do the work, and everything that I do, I put the work in, because that's what represents me, my work, my ethics, my characteristics, my personality. Yeah, I let that speak for me. But just giving you some updates on what the fuck has been going on with Co. Still doing, obviously, you know this to be a fact. I know somebody's going to say, well, you making time for those readings. Yeah, because the readings that I put out for the general collective is part of my purpose and mission. So I make time for my mission. Not to say that this isn't, but, you know, I move accordingly type shit. Not according to how people may want me or would like me to move. I have to move according to how the spirit is moving me. So, yeah. It's so, like, insane to see how the tarot community is getting so much attention right now. There's so much going on. Shout out to the all the readers in the building, listening, spiritualists, practitioners of light. You're a practitioner of dark. Hey, that's what you do, right? No judgment. Just, yeah. Don't bring that shit this way. But yeah, a lot is going on in the spiritual realm. So many things being made apparent in terms of shifts, right? And what once was no longer being. It's a lot of changes happening. A lot of changes. And how that actually plays out in your life will depend on what side of the wheel you were on. If you're on the good fortune side or the karmic side, but you know, that's for you to know. Also, yeah, so I've still been doing that, and the book is coming along fabulously. So, whereas I had this, like, timetable of when I expected it to be done, I can totally anticipate it was going to be done before this year is out. A book, like the book that I'm writing, is certainly not something that is to be rushed. Because not only is the book a book written in authenticity and truth, my truth, that is, and my experiences, but I'm heavily influenced and guided by the Holy Spirit in writing this book. So it's not something I'm writing just spontaneously just to be writing, right? No. There's a purpose to this book that I'm writing. So I move, like I said, accordingly. And if anybody was wondering, it's coming out pretty okay. I'm already at 20,000 words. So yeah, I'm proud of myself. And we still going. We still going. I think today I actually hit chapter, what was that, Spirit? 6? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a reason why sometimes I'm being guided to pause, because the book is past, present, and future, in a sense, in terms of the way it's written. So there are events that happen in my life that I literally cannot, I have to wait till that event happens, and then I get guided to go back to writing the rest of the chapters in the book. So the book in itself, the content and the experience of me writing the book about what I've already experienced is so fascinating, and I'm so blessed and grateful to be a part of this moment that God has allowed me to share with you guys, right? When it's all said and done. And so, yeah, you know, the best part of writing this book is just having an opportunity to speak my truth and kind of set the record straight on a lot of misconceptions about a very sensitive topic that, you know, I've been talking to you guys for the past 2 years roughly about. So when it does come out, as always, I will let you know and drop that info, and you guys could, you know, if you so choose, you know, get you a copy. I know you'll be happy that you did, and it will be greatly appreciated. I'm trying to see any updates I can give you guys before I get up out of here. I haven't really been keeping my ear to media right now as much as I normally do for you guys, and that's obviously because of the school, the current school situation I'm in with classes, you know, the book, work, shit like that. So I really haven't been really eager, I'm gonna be honest, to even really focus on what's going on with media and entertainment right now. It, to me, it's just, you know, what else is new? A bunch of messiness, right? So, and don't get me wrong, some of my listeners, I hear you. Y'all like, somebody just said, I like the mess though, Cole. I know. That's why I give it to you occasionally. But at this moment in my life, I really couldn't and really haven't been intrigued to pay attention to anything going on in the media. And a lot of it has to just do with the mere fact that I'm over it. Kind of over the media tactics and, you know, the fakeness in the media and the fake people in the media and the direction that a lot of people are being guided to take or go in because they're influenced by shapeshifters and energy vampires. So, you know, things, when I see things like this occurring, it's frustrating because I see past the veil, and unfortunately a lot of the masses don't. So they just take in everything that's shooting their way, and they don't filter things out. So I'd rather just, like, hermit style. Like, I really enjoy my own company. Silence. I've been going to the library a lot, too, and that's crazy. Mostly because I'm in school, so I have classmates and shit that, you know, we set time to the side. They do that regardless. Like, I just, you know, do my part and show the fuck up. But if I didn't come, they, you know, these are dedicated people. They would be there regardless. So, you know, on the weekends, I go to the library downtown, meet up with some classmates, and we get our study on. Last Saturday, I actually went and took some books out, y'all. I sure did. I took some books out. I'm a book lover. I love books. I mean, for a writer like myself who appreciates words, right? It's nothing more satisfying than to turn a page in a book to me. It's very convenient that books have been transformed and translated to electronical devices, but I'm a weirdo, so it's something about the pages, the literal pages of me turning, the smell of a book, especially an old book, the font of being able to, I don't know, you know, the font of the words. I mean, and you can pretty much see that reflected in the devices, but you're not turning no pages. You're not smelling the book. It's a different feel I get from holding a actual book opposed to an ebook or something like that. But to each his own. I love to read, so there you have it. But yeah, this library, man, I'm taking door next Saturday. Well, this Saturday. I think this Saturday I'm going to go back. Either Saturday or Sunday, I go on the weekends. Sometimes I do overtime at my day job on the weekends too. So, yeah, just all over the place. But in a good way, guys. In a good way. Believe that. Plus, you know, with everything I got going on, with the readings, I live a very busy life. Y'all know I'm a single mom. I got the girls running and ripping with door to ballet auditions, in which I pray she gets chosen. God willing, let this girl get picked. It's a lot that goes on with me, that I burn a lot of energy, and especially when I'm doing my readings, that energy transfer is real. So yeah, is more or less why I need rest when I need rest, and I'm not always able to tackle as many things as my soul would want me to in that moment, right? So I have to always come back and regulate how this shit gonna do. Regulate! I don't know why I heard that. It was a clear... What's that in my head? I'm gonna leave that alone. It's getting late, y'all. Just hit the east side on the LBC. I don't know what's going on. But a Warren G classic just came and resonated for somebody listening to this. So yeah, take that as it resonates. Yeah. So I'm not sure if I told you guys. I probably did or probably didn't. Either way, about a month ago. It's been roughly a month now. Yeah. I had like this supernatural experience based on these crazy ass entities that are just fixated on trying to send shit my way, and they finally got it, but they didn't get it last month. They were still, you know, doing the most, trying to win at all costs type of energy, and you know, these spiritual warfares be real shit, and a lot of people, you know, they don't or cannot fathom what that may be because they never experienced it. But it's a very real situation. Indeed it is. Where faith is required at all times. And if your faith ain't up, if you not protected, if you not putting on the full armor of God, at least for me, that is, dealing with supernatural events, warfares, and stuff, you're very liable to fall prey to some shit. God be the glory, though. I'm out here warrior style, doing what needs to be done, and God is allowing me to do just that. But, you know, in all battles, right? Just think about battles and fights and shit like that. You're liable to lose something or acquire some wounds, some scrapes, some cuts, and pretty much, I guess, I want to see that as some form of a remembrance, right, of what you've been through. So, you know, a lot of times people that was ever in war, soldiers and shit, they come back and they can show you certain things and give you a story for how that happened, but they're here to tell that story, right? They still here, despite the wound, what it looked like, what they said the wound looked like. Look, confirmation from the universe. Can't make this shit up, right? So, they come back and they're able to appreciate the war or the story behind what they've been through. Right? War scars. That's where that come from. Well, my tooth is a war scar. And so I came to some realization that I don't think I want to actually replace it because of the significance of why my tooth is gone in the first place. Right? And I'm not sure if I told you guys this, but I discussed my book is an open, my life is an open book for those who like to read. And so I said this somewhere, just can't remember if I said it here, but in these spiritual warfares, you know, shit get real. The niggas do all kind of shit to, you know, project shit your way, right? I got some heavy hitters. I thank God for my spirit team, for my goons. I thank God for the Almighty, His Son. I thank God for my ascended masters. The archangels, yeah, I definitely do, because there's some weirdos out here. Y'all think I'm weird talking this shit. There's weirder people out here doing shit. So I got to talk about it, because it's being done. Definitely is. But, you know, thank God no weapons formed against me ever prosper. So, but people try it. You know how that shit go. People try you in the 3D. You got to know they're going to try it in the 5D. So I decided that I don't want to get the tooth replaced because it's meaningful to me. Because I know why that tooth is missing. You understand? So for me to replace it takes away the significance of why I don't have it in the first place. You understand? So that's why I love the Holy Spirit. He'll sit you down and give you space to ponder about some things and reflect on some things. And when I got the opportunity to do that, I came to a decision that, nah, I'm good. That's my war scar. That's my battle wound, if you will. That's my proof that, look at God. You understand? You understand. I'm a fucker too. These niggas was gunning for the life. You got that too. 150 said, spit that shit right out. Still here though. So yeah, that's where I'm at with that. And the best thing about being on a spiritual journey or being authentic with self, you no longer, if you was, right? Consider anyone's opinion in terms of what makes you happy, but yours and God's. That's really what matters, right? It's not selfish to focus on you. I keep telling you guys that how you go about focusing on you can be unhealthy and quite narcissistic if it's not balanced correctly, but you're still encouraged to put you first, because if you're not good to you, how the fuck you gonna keep trying to be good to other people? You're gonna burn out, or the obvious, people are just gonna run over you, right? So yeah, you guys, I just want to let you know and update you, because I really truly love you. And I'm like, these motherfuckers, it's like this bitch, every time she come up here, she keep fucking telling us about this episode with these battles, and we ain't nothing. Winks and winks and winks. Believe you and me, I hear it. I hear y'all. So that's why I'm here. It's only right, right? Respect. And again, y'all, I honestly don't know when I'm gonna get back to that. I honestly don't know, true story, no bullshit, when I'm gonna even get back to this. You dig? But I do this because I love what I do. So, you know what I'm saying? It ain't all about trying to, you know, Ko ain't the one for competition. I don't do that. I don't need to. I'm in my own lane. So I'm not here trying to be more relevant or just as relevant as the next podcaster. Man, miss me with that shit. I'm here because I'm guided to be here. And I love you guys. And you guys have shown me so much love over the last 2 years while I've been doing this. And so when I'm guided to be here, I'm here. Type shit. And when I'm not, I still come back to tell you why I ain't been here. So you know it's all love. But yeah, I'll be back. I don't know when, but I'll be back. You know that. You know that. Keep you updated on what's going on with me and the progress of these courses and, you know, the book and just everything else that God is doing in my life. That's so fucking wonderful. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be who I am. I'm blessed to be a divine feminine. I'm blessed to be a God to many of you who are lost out here. I know what it felt like to be lost. You understand? But I also know what it feels like to get the light to guide you the fuck up out of these dark places, too. So, yeah. I got work in the AM type shit. And you probably do, too, because it's late night. Early morning type of time. So, yeah, let me get the fuck up out of here and speak to you soon. Namaste. Yo, this blunt is hitting though. When isn't it?
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.